E. Western capitalism has nourished the Chinese Communist Party. When assessing the successes or failures of globalization, scholars often cite China as an example of a success story. China seemed to have greatly benefited from globalization and rapidly came to the fore as the world's second largest economy. Many predicted that China would ultimately replace America. Unlike Mexico's model of low-end manufacturing, the CCP set out to obtain the most cutting-edge technology from the West and then replace its competitors. In exchange for selling into the China market, the CCP demanded that companies from developed countries set up joint ventures, which the CCP then used to extract key technologies. The CCP adopted numerous methods to this end, from unscrupulously forcing technology transfers, to outright theft through hacking. After obtaining this advanced technology, the CCP pressed its advantage to dump low-priced products on the world market. With the help of export rebates and subsidies, the CCP defeated competitors with below-market prices, disrupting the order of free markets. Unlike other undeveloped countries that opened their domestic markets, the CCP created multiple trade barriers to its domestic market. After joining the WTO, the CCP took advantage of its rules, while simultaneously taking advantage of globalization to dump products abroad. By running roughshod over the rules, the regime brought substantial economic benefits to itself. The party failed to open key industries, however, including telecommunications, banking, and energy, which in turn enabled China to take advantage of the global economy while reneging on its commitments. Bought off by economic profits, the Western world turned a blind eye and a deaf ear to the human rights abuses. While the CCP notoriously abused human rights, the international community continued to confer generous favor on the regime. In the midst of globalization, a powerful CCP, together with a morally corrupt Chinese society, has struck a blow against the market economy and trade regulations in the West. As a destroyer of rules, the CCP has reaped all the advantages of globalization. In a sense, globalization has been like a blood transfusion for the CCP, allowing a fading communist state to come back to life. Behind the manipulation of globalization is the hidden purpose of propping up the CCP through the reallocation of wealth. Meanwhile, the CCP has been able to accumulate ill-gotten gains while carrying out the worst human rights abuses. Globalization has been a process of saving the CCP and legitimizing the Chinese communist regime. While the party strengthened its socialist muscles with capitalist nutrients, the West fell into relative decline, further giving the CCP confidence in its communist totalitarianism and global ambitions. China's rise also greatly excited numerous socialists and members of the left worldwide, part of the plan. While its economy has grown, the CCP has intensified efforts to infiltrate global economic organizations, including the WTO, the IMF, the World Bank, the United Nations Industrial Development Organization, and others. When assigned to important positions in these organizations, party officials persuade them to cooperate with the CCP in order to endorse the party's schemes and defend its policies. The CCP uses international economic organizations to carry out its own economic agenda and corporatist model. If its ambitions aren't halted, there's little doubt that the regime will bring disasters to global politics and economics. The above are just some examples of how economic globalization has been used to promote and extend communism. With advances in telecommunications and transportation, economic activities are extended beyond a nation's borders. This is a natural process, but in this case, the process was turned into an opportunity for the CCP to begin the path to global dominance. The time has come for society to be alert to what is taking place and to rid globalization of communist elements. In that case, the sovereignty of individual states and the welfare of their people will have a chance to be realized.